Welcome to Out of Breath, where you'll embark on a no-holds-barred journey through the gritty realities of sleep apnea and sleep dentistry. Award-winning, board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Madan Kandula and best-selling author Jason Tierney pull no punches as they dissect the industry's flaws and triumphs, providing you with an unvarnished look at the dynamic and ever-evolving world of better sleep.
Saw that ProPublica published another article about their research on the investigation they've been doing on Philips and the CPAP recall.
Oh, gotcha.
Did you read it by chance?
I did not read it. I think I didn't read it. It's probably in line with the rest. It's probably in line with the rest of the stuff, although it probably characterizes Philips as extraordinarily evil. Is that? I haven't read. Oh, really? Because usually the ProPublica stuff tends to be a little. I mean, everybody's trying to get eyeballs looking at it.
Sure.
So they made them look saintly.
No. So they're either the devil or
that's
God,
how the world works,
God
right?
themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's basically it says that they did a poor job reporting.
Sure.
The FDA. If anyone is really held to the fire here, it's the FDA. Mm-hmm. Because the FDA didn't follow up on a lot of these reports.
Okay.
There were, and not just with Philips, but with some other companies as well, some other firms, they would allow them to change some of the reporting dates after the fact, mm-hmm. sometimes years later.
Gotcha.
And it doesn't look good. It's mm-hmm. a bad look. And then another thing, it reminded me sort of like the big tobacco mm-hmm. or the Sacklers.
Yeah.
With Oxy.
Yeah.
Where, you know, some of these people that either worked for the firm went on to get jobs in, you know, sort of regulatory. Jobs.
Yeah,
or vice versa. They left regulatory and went on to work for the company.
Yep.
That's also a bad look.
Agreed. Yeah, no, I think the whole, I guess, yeah, I didn't see the particular article. I think as you describe it is consistent kind of how I figured that would be. And yeah, I mean, big business being in the bed with regulatory agencies is it's how this country works, right? Yeah. I mean, it's just, to me, it's how bureaucracies work. Big things tend to like commingle that way. I guess my take on the whole Philips thing is, yeah, it's bad. It's bad. So let's just state that with clarity. Although I have been a little, I don't speak German, but there's the word, I think it's pronounced Schadenfreude.
Yes.
Taking pleasure in somebody else's pain.
Yes.
Some version of that.
Yes.
I've been a little like, I don't know how you say it. I've kind of had to avert my eyes a bit with the Schadenfreude coming from other communities in relation to this Philips recall. Mm.
It's also not a good look.
It's not a good look.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. Because we talked about sort of aren't patients front and center, so forth and so on. And so I think this one's, I think, you know, there's definitely some rocks to throw, potentially, theoretically, you know, whatever. I mean, yeah, it was Philips and, you know, were they in the wrong? Yeah, they were in the wrong. Did people get hurt? Yes, they got hurt. So therefore, I wouldn't take glee in the fact that those things are happening. And I guess back to awareness and understanding, I don't think this is a net positive for people out in the world who are considering entering treatment for obstructive sleep apnea. I think for them, it's like an easy, like, not only do I have to wear that thing, people got
hurt. It's going to kill me.
You know what I'm saying? So it adds... To me, I'd be just be careful with the Schadenfreude because I think I'm pretty good with my German now. I don't know. Anyway, but be careful with that because that what goes around comes around. You know, the people taking glee in other people getting injured.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Not a good look. People taking glee in companies, you know, whatever, having to round the horses and you know, I guess seeing companies get injured, mm-hmm. it's not a good look.
How have you seen the recall affect your practice, affect Advent?
I don't think it really has. No. Honestly, no. I really don't. I mean, it's too nebulous to, you know, put a finger on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if we were exclusively in, like, the oral appliance therapy business, I think there would be more likely to be a direct, like, increase. Although, you tell me, but other than the schadenfreude, I don't know that I don't think there's been a massive movement of people into oral appliance therapy. I bet you the tide has risen a little bit.
Yeah. I would say for practices that are capable and competent and focused,
right,
it's been a boon for them.
It's helped. A boon, like a big boon. Like, this is like, up whatever, 50% or whatever, you know, big. Yes. That's great.
The high double digits for sure.
Good.
Increase.
Okay.
And that's because, you know, a lot of these physicians that were putting everyone on PAP, mm-hmm.
They couldn't get them in. They
weren't available.
Yeah, I get you.
And then they saw in many of these instances that these patients, they were getting positive results. And then
momentum.
Started this prescribing habit.
Okay.
So they got traction.
That's that little narrative, I'd say, that's cool. I can see that.
Now, to the dentist that's dabbling, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of these Dr. Dumas's that we've discussed.
Yeah.
Some of those people, you know, their inability to take advantage of that situation to help more people and turn it into higher patient volume, more patients treated, more production, et cetera, that's a bummer. And it's disheartening to me because...
But not surprising because...
No. And again, with those dentists that have done really well during this time and have seen this increase, their evidence that you can change the tide.
Yeah.
You know, you can affect things in a very real way, and that en masse the profession hasn't done it is disheartening.
Right. No, and I get it. Like I said, and what kind of, how did you describe it, makes sense. And although at the end of the day, for me, as much as I despise CPAP being used as a weapon, I think CPAP is a good option when appropriate. And so, you know, I don't even know where Philips is in this whole process, but I think it's good for the patients that we treat if we have actually multiple viable options. That's a good thing. So good appliances that work really well. That's great. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, we have an oral appliance therapy program, but, that's not the right fit for everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, it's an interesting situation that kind of developed though.
Yeah. Schadenfreude is an interesting concept,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that, step away from sleep for a moment.
Yeah.
It seems to be increasingly prevalent. It's the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
So and so got owned.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's.
Yep.
That has to change. We can't take glee in the failings of another.
I think that's human nature. I think it is. I agree. It's so.
It's not more pronounced now with the advent of social media.
Yeah, I think that's. Yes. Because it's easier, because you can, because you're in kind of in the room where stuff is happening. There's more, I think the Schadenfreude that existed, you know, 100 years ago in small communities was when, you know, Nancy, the farmer's wife, was getting it on with the blacksmith. I don't know. Nancy, I'm sorry if it was, but you know what I mean? That was the Schadenfreude. Like, I'm sure there was some sort of, I think it's human beings' attempt to feel good about your situation in taking joy in the suffering of others. Mm. So I think that goes back. I think it's deep. I think what might have changed is, we're in such a 5-second mode at this point. That if you see something, you know, you're getting information every 5 seconds. It's a nice little adrenaline hit.
Yeah.
It just is. Who that will come for in the very near future? Your girl Taylor Swift. People will build them up, tear them down. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you. Just whether it's 2024, 2025, you know, that poor young lady is going to live her life And, you know, the normal things that happen to people are going to happen to her. And it will be clickbait. People will love it. They'll eat it up.
Schadenfreude towards Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Those, you know what those people will be called that shoot arrows at her? Swifties. And on that note, I'm going to go get some schnitzel.
There we go. Schnitzel.
Yum.